Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Help Myself Podcast. Listen, I am your host, John M. Singletary Sr. Got to put that senior in there because I got my junior, LJ. That's who I do it for and that's who I do it with. When I talk about that, I'm talking about this amazing journey of podcasting, but more importantly, this journey of life. And I was listening to a voicemail that a good buddy of mine left, and he talked about how the Daily Dose of the Help Myself podcast has been beneficial to him in setting his goals. And I said, let me get myself on the mic. But today I want to talk about understanding your power, and not in depth. Let's just talk about it. There are times when we feel powerless. Hey, man, I felt powerless very recently. I go through spells where, you know, I feel a lack of power, and I often have to work through exercises where I reaffirm my own personal power. But then I think about times when I have actually felt powerful. And recently in an interview, a question came up asking me about my strategic processes. I got to recalling some of the notable achievements, but more importantly, the role that I played in them. And I realized that I am far more powerful on a day-to-day basis than I often give myself credit for. And I want to encourage you. You know, sometimes you are far more powerful than you feel like you are. And it's important to be mindful of that. And what I love about having power, me personally, is helping others. And it's been a process of falling in love with, because as a young man, obviously, ego is heavily involved with power. So you like to have power so you can, as we used to say, stun on people and show them what you're made of. But I have realized how liberating and how amazing it is to have power and to use that power to help others, because I have experienced inequity in power for so much of my life that I know that when I do have power, it is my job and my duty to make sure to open doors and to create seats at the table that weren't there. And oftentimes we give away our power, but sometimes it's good to deliberately give away power, because they say power corrupts. Absolute power absolutely corrupts, but when used to good purpose and good use, power is valuable.